This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Ken Leger is cotton development specialist with Phytogen. He talks about the recent heat wave and the effect on the cotton crop.
That heat that we endured a couple of weeks ago had us concerned, as it should have, with triple digits for highs and in some cases above 80 or 85 for lows. And, I was a bit concerned about whether or not we'd see some fruit shed or pollination issues as a result of that. But surveying the crop, now it's 2 weeks out, I've been pleasantly surprised about how it's responded. And, we did see a little bit of stress on some light water pivots in dry land, obviously, that just couldn't keep up. But that was more drought stress rather than heat stress.
Leger says Phytogen has several varieties that have held up well in the heat.
You know, we're fortunate in our portfolio to have some germplasm that's actually pretty heat tolerant. In particular, things like Phytogen 400 W3FE and Phytogen 350 W3FE. And really any of the things that are more indeterminate, like 480, 490 on the later side of things, have really withstood the heat and drought stress that they're made to do. Now, the earlier types, like the 250s and the 210s, are more determinate and need conditions to be good all year long. Those are the ones that are a little bit tougher when it comes to higher temperatures. But they're still doing fine, but 350 and 400 have really stood out.
To find out more, visit iGrowCotton.com. I'm Stephen Orr.